no sense.
This is the Relic Radio Show, old-time radio entertainment still standing the test of time, from RelicRadio.com. With another 60 minutes of radio drama, this is the Relic Radio Show. Thanks for joining me this Tuesday. We'll hear first this week from the Zero Hour, their story, The Violation, from May 10th, 1974. After that, it's Gunsmoke and Lochinvar, their episode from October 17th, 1952.
I'm Rod Serling. You're listening to The Zero Hour. Rest your eyes. Exercise your imagination. Today, Keith Walker's frightened story of blinded justice. The Violation. Starring Jackie Cooper. In a Mutual Broadcasting System presentation of The Zero Hour.
Brought to you by the makers of Hallmark Cards, Nabisco, Kodak, and the Ford Motor Company. This is The Zero Hour on Mutual Radio.
Smiles with Kodak's Pocket Smile Saver Kit. For less than $30, you get a little pocket camera, color film, magic cubes, extender, and lots more for less than $30. For a limited time only at your photo dealers.
A smile stays lit with our Smile Saver Kit. You'll see that smile will go a long, long way.
From Kodak.
I remember growing up, but most of all, I remember Mama. The day I graduated from high school, her eyes looked bright and glad and misty all at the same time. Oh, yes, I remember Mama. I remember how she cried the day my first child was born, and the love just shone in her eyes.
This Sunday is Mother's Day. Remember with a Hallmark card when you care enough to send the very best.
Justice stands blindfolded. Ever ask yourself why? How many times have you tried to right a wrong only to discover no one in power cared? That's the problem of Angela Shaw, a pretty, bright, liberated lady in the story of The Violation.
Come on, Angie. I'll walk you to the car.
That was a lovely party, Diana. It was sweet of you to surprise me like that.
Oh, my pleasure. Hey, you sure you'll be okay driving home? There's something ominous about the first rain.
Perfectly. Besides, it'll give me time to think about all that's happened today.
Okay, well, be well, and I'll see you bright and sober in the a.m.
Thanks again.
Evening, officer. The usual?
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing open on a night like that?
Oh, the boss wants to stand open. I can't complain. Coffee?
Yeah, black. You people. Hey, what are you going to do with all that money, huh? Buy a knife?
Hey, come on, officer. You lay on the same stuff on me every night. You know I'm going to college and what I earn?
Yeah, sure. No need to get touchy, huh, Pedro? You ought to give that up. Join the force. Hey, you know it's great pay? Besides, we can always use another minority.
Here's your burger. I passed there. I wouldn't want your headaches.
It isn't work, it's fun. Hey, look at that. Would you dig that short skirt and spikes? Just the thing on a rainy night.
I guess he's been a slow night, huh?
Not for me. Laid out six speeding, and I busted me a couple of crazy creeps coming out of a grocery store holding hands. They just stuck up the place. Although I don't know how they could. I mean, with limp wrists, you figured the guns would just fall out of their hands.
You want anything else?
Huh? Oh, no, no. Wish it had just rained. One drop, I turn the hog in, I beat it for Murray's. Oh, he's got some hot waitress over. A looker.
Hey, you didn't finish the burger.
You eat it. Gotta go keep the streets safe. Spotted me, didn't you, pretty lady? Well, let's just see if you break any laws.
Well, Angie Shaw, you finally made the grade, didn't you? Yep. Going to the top Shaw, that's me. Oh, good grief, now what? Oh, damn the taillight, I should have gotten that fixed.
Evening, ma'am. Pretty late to be out alone.
Oh, I guess you're right. Some friends gave me a party and...
See your license, please. Would you take it out of the wallet, please? Angela Shaw.
Yes.
Not married?
Yeah, that's right. But I don't see what that has to do with a broken taillight.
Yeah, I noticed the taillight. It could cause you some trouble about that. Maybe even give you a ticket.
Well, I keep meaning to get it fixed, but...
Hey, maybe you ought to bribe a police officer.
What? I would never bribe an officer.
This might be a good time to try.
Now, look, just give me a ticket so I can go.
You snotty broads are all alike. All right, slide over.
What are you doing?
Come on, move.
You can't get in my car.
I'm in. Now, why don't you tell me about yourself?
Get out of here. Don't.
Come on.
Take your hand off my leg.
Come here. That's it.
Now, if you don't get out, I'll scream.
Go ahead. Who's going to hear your way out here?
Oh, my God. Can't be happening.
Sure it can. Come on. Hey, I know your type. You're going to enjoy it.
Please. Oh, God, this can't. Let go of my hair.
All right, shut up.
Please don't do that. You can't. I mean, you're a policeman.
That's what I'm counting on.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great day here at the Ritz Cracker Bakery. Ritz is celebrating its 40th birthday with a Ritz Blitz, and that means you're going to save a lot of money because...
I see it! I can't see it!
The crowd is getting very excited. We're waiting for the first Ritz birthday box. We've been told there are money-saving coupons printed right on the box. 40 cents worth for the Ritz 40th birthday. And I think... Yes, it's here now! I've got the first Ritz birthday box right in my hand. It is magnificent. There's a coupon to save you 13 cents on Nescafe instant coffee. Save 10 cents on Nutter Butter cookies. 7 cents on Blue Bonnet margarine. And save 10 cents on Snack Made cheese spread. Save a total of 40 cents during the Ritz 40th birthday celebration. Remember, everything's great when it sits on a Ritz. So look for the Ritz Crackers birthday box from Nabisco at your grocer's now. Happy birthday, Ritz. Offer void where prohibited by law.
When they change a plane flight, I check to see if another is just as good or better.
Fred Underwood, Kansas City postal worker, probably knows as much about airline schedules as the airlines.
I want to give that extra service that goes with airmail. So I move it just as fast as I can to get it out of here.
And airmail is moving. Now you can almost always get next day delivery to cities up to 600 miles away. And 2-day delivery anywhere in the country. Just mail by 4 p.m., use zip code, and mail from a specially marked airmail box.
When I started here, it was all propeller planes and trains. And back in the post office, mail was handled the same way it had been for years. Now there's jet planes and zip codes, and airmail's really going places.
Airmail and zip codes. They speed everybody's letters. If you don't know a zip code, check your phone book or call the post office. Help us help you. Use zip code.
Excuse me, could I just talk to you?
Hey, sure, just a minute, lady. Hey, Carter, they want your ass over to the 14th.
Please, please, I need
you. Yeah, just a minute, lady, please, please.
No, no! Somebody listen to me!
Oh, lady, come on, will you? Please shut up. I'll get to you.
I will not shut up, damn it. I've just been raped.
Hey, oh, okay, okay. Hey, Glinsky, take the desk over, will you? All right, lady, come with me. Okay. Now, you've been raped, all right? Now, what happened?
In my own car. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Now, lady, you got to get it together. Now, you been to a hospital?
He was a policeman. I was raped by a cop.
Bull. Cops don't do that.
Believe me, please. It was a cop and...
Now, get out of here, lady. Take your six story somewhere else. A cop. What are they going to think of me?
No, no, it's true. Please.
Come on, lady. I can smell the booze on you.
Diana? Diana, help me! Diana!
Angie? What happened? Come on in.
Diana, Sam's not at his apartment, and I don't know what to do.
Hey, your blouse is torn. You look terrible. What happened?
My God, Diana, I've just been raped.
You... What? Why, that dirty son of a...
He got in my car, and the policeman got in, and he put his hands all over me. He tore my blouse. It was terrible.
I think we'd better call the police.
No, 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 don't. We can't. They don't believe me. They thought I was drunk.
What?
Diana, I feel so dirty inside. What am I going to do?
All right. Now, let me think. Okay. First, we got to go down to community emergency.
The hospital?
Sure. We've got to get a doctor to look at you.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't let anybody look at me.
Honey, you've got to. There's got to be medical proof that you've been assaulted. I'm going to wake up that good-for-nothing Phil Cafaro and get him to meet us.
No, Diana, you can't. I mean...
Phil won't give you a rough time, honey. Believe me. Come on, we'll take my car.
Are you the rape case?
No, she is, Miss Angela Shaw.
Okay. In here. Get into a gown behind that screen. Where's the cop?
What do you mean, cop?
Well, rape cases, you gotta have a cop present. Rules. Can you hurry, Miss Shaw? Emergency's full of people tonight.
Is this all right?
Hmm? Ah, yeah, sure. On the table, please. No rest for the wicked. Yeah?
I'm Lieutenant Cafaro. Miss Howard in here?
Oh, Phil. Can he come in, Doctor?
You said Lieutenant. You police?
Yes.
Oh, good. You can officiate. Miss, the stirrups, please.
I'm embarrassed. I mean, do they have to be here, Doctor?
That's the law. Hold still. Mm-hmm. Well, there's semen here. Okay, you can get dressed. I'll send a report, Lieutenant.
Does that prove I've been raped?
No, just that you've had intercourse. Little advice, lady. I've seen a lot of these. I mean, if you're mad at somebody, well, you ought to forget it. Rape's hard to prove, if you get what I mean.
Doctor, just file your report and get the hell out of here.
Phil, Angie tried to report it at the station. They just treated her like a whore. They didn't believe her.
Well, I believe you, Angie. Consider it reported.
Thank you.
First thing in the morning, you come down and we'll go through some photos. And I'll talk with the brass. Captain, I don't care if the reputation of the department is at stake. The lady was raped by a cop. Captain, I just want permission to start an investigation. Then I damn well will do it on my own. In.
Say, Lieutenant, got him in?
Sergeant, you were on the desk last night, right?
Yeah. Say, I want to talk about that girl.
Well?
You know, Lieutenant, rape's a hard thing to prove. Especially when the broad's as good-looking as her, when, after all, she's accused one of us.
Not one of us, Sergeant. Just a policeman.
Well, sir, might be some unhappy cops around if you keep sticking your nose where it's not wanted. Like, maybe you're making somebody be nasty.
So?
Well, Lieutenant, you wouldn't want anybody getting nasty. Now, would you, sir?
Lands in the apple pie, a little
way to make a smile go a long, long way in pictures is with Kodak's Pocket Smile Saver Kit. It comes complete with the littlest, newest pocket instamatic camera, a roll of color film, magic cubes, extender, carrying case, and everything you need for smile saving for less than $30. The Kodak Pocket Smile Saver Kit. You'll find it at your photo dealers for a limited time only.
So a smiling face can go just any place. You know the moon's a million miles away. A smile equipped with our Smile Saver Kit. You'll see that smile will go a long, long, smile will go a long, long way.
From Kodak.
Now, here are the Bunkers. Gene Stapleton and Carol O'Connor.
The house we liked the best wasn't the one we ended up buying. It was beautiful on the outside, but we found out that there were terrible termites everywhere. It would have cost us thousands of dollars to really get the house in shape.
That's right, and we didn't figure on all the increases in property tax, maintenance, and other expenses. But we went to HUG and got some very good advice.
Yeah, we were pretty lucky, weren't we, Archie?
Lucky? No, Edith. We wasn't lucky. We were smart. I know some people who never got as serious as us about buying a home. They've been having headaches ever since.
Buying a home is a big deal. Learn about house hunting, property inspection, FHA-insured loans, and the responsibilities of ownership in a free booklet called The Wise Home Buying Guidebook. Write HUD, Department HB, Washington, D.C., 20402.
Look, Angie, maybe you were raped. How the hell do I know? I mean, you're always going on about being so liberated.
Sam, you don't understand.
Maybe you're getting so liberated, you just got smashed and got yourself in a little trouble, huh?
Get out of my life!
Hey, maybe I was wrong. Maybe you're wrong. Okay, if you did play around a little, I can understand. Just tell me. I'll accept the apology. Angie, come out of there. You can't run away. Angie, what are you doing in there? I'll break the door down. Angie. Oh, my God.
Dr. Safer, please report to emergency. Dr. Safer.
I feel terrible, Diana. Awful. I mean, I didn't think she would do a thing like that.
Should have believed her, Sam. What did the doctor say?
Well, that the wrist cuts weren't deep enough to sever anything, but she was raving so much he had to sedate her. They want to keep her a couple of days.
Terrific. Oh, Jesus, Sam, why don't you get the hell out of here? See Angie tomorrow if she's still sane.
Yeah, sure. Oh, hello, Lieutenant.
I just got the message.
Tell her I'll come tomorrow. Huh?
Yeah, sure. Oh, Phil, I'm glad you got here. Can we talk?
Oh, sure. There's an empty lounge I just passed.
I called a lawyer today. He was pretty vague. Said I'd get no place fighting City Hall.
Yeah, the little people got a loud voice.
Do you have any luck at the station?
No, everyone just clams up. I talked to Lieutenant Borden. He's head of motor division. But he's worse than the rest. Rabid police loyalty. Wouldn't believe it was one of his men.
There's something else. Angie got a call. Male voice. Told her it would be unhealthy to pursue her complaints. Scared the poor girl to death.
One thing happened. I was leaving the station to come here and got pulled aside by a detective I knew. Good cop. Came out of Motors. Said he was unhappy over the heat I'd been taking and maybe I should look into a cop named Alex Singleton. I did. Seems there was a couple of complaints on Singleton from women. Lewd advances, suggestions to girls on his beat, but none of them would follow up with a formal complaint.
Could it be him?
Well, his area's near where Angie said she was stopped. Why are you looking like that?
I just got a great idea.
Tell me.
No, I'll show you. Come on.
Yeah. Hey, Pedro.
Hi, officer. Coffee?
Yeah. Hey, double sugar in that, huh? Gotta keep up my energy, you know.
Well, good night, Peter. Thanks for the great coffee.
Good night, man.
Hey, sweetheart, don't go. Come on, I'll buy you another.
No, thanks. It's getting late. I'd better get home.
Wouldn't like an official escort, would you?
I don't think so.
Hey, you know, she got
got you, officer. I don't think she likes men.
Yeah, see you later.
Phil, can you hear me?
Oh, I see him. But this is crazy. I know he spotted you earlier tonight.
Sure, but he thinks I've been cruising. Uh-oh. He's flipped his red light on.
Be careful. And leave the radio open like I showed you.
I will. Just don't scare him off if he is the one.
I see your license, ma'am.
Why? I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, that's for me to decide. You know, I seen you driving around early. You, looking for a little action?
I think you've got me mixed up with someone. Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Well, slide that pretty butt over here.
I don't know what you're trying to do, but I don't do this.
You just need a little straightening out. Come on.
Now, wait, please.
Yeah.
Phil!
Listen, Phil, lady, but
no.
Cooperate. You can call me anything you like.
No.
Come on.
No!
Isn't that better? How's that?
Freeze, Singleton.
Who the hell are you?
Lieutenant Cafaro. Get the hell out of the car.
Hey, we're both cops, right?
Wrong. You never were a cop. Come on, Diana. We can't stay here anymore.
Phil, I don't know what... How can we help Angie?
According to the doctor, she could come out of catatonic any time. Or never.
But I thought when we told her Singleton's in jail that it would, well, you know, bring her back.
I did, too. But maybe the shock of the rape, maybe the treatment she got at the police station, hell, even Sam didn't help Angela.
But she was always so strong-willed.
Something broke inside her. Something that will take a long time to repair.
Hello, this is Hugh Downs. Recently, I participated in a Ford LTD fuel economy run from Phoenix to Los Angeles, where the average for five cars was 18.8 miles per gallon with standard 351 V8 engines. The high was 20.3, and I averaged 19.7. My first reaction was surprise, because I think you'll agree the numbers sound a little high. So I'd like to stress that gas mileage depends on many factors, things like total weight, maintenance, road and driving conditions, and you might not get the same results. But probably most important of all are your personal driving habits, how you behave when you drive. And one of the things we did in the test was to make a point of never exceeding 50 miles an hour. I think all of us who participated would agree that driving reasonably is a very modest price to pay for something else you can get from a Ford LTD. The good feeling of riding in a solid, well-made automobile.
The quiet riding Ford. The closer you look, the better we look.
I'm Rod Serling. Close your eyes. Exercise your imagination. And join us again on our next presentation of Zero Hour.
Is an original radio drama by Keith Walker. Jackie Cooper was heard as Lieutenant Phil Cafaro. Featured in the cast were Iris Mann, Jane Webb, John Larch, and Ben Cooper. Zero Hour, created by J.M. Colas, directed by Don Hills, is produced in Hollywood for the Mutual Broadcasting System by Radio Productions Incorporated. Music is composed and conducted by Stanley D. Hoffman. Rochelle Sherman, associate producer. This has been a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on west, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The story of the violence that moved west with young America. The story of a man who moved with it. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Well, what's the rush, Miss Kitty?
Come on, sit down and have a beer with us, Kitty.
I'd love to, Matt, but I just stepped out for some thread. I gotta get back to work.
Some thread? That sounds pretty domestic for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's an occasion. I'm making a wedding dress.
What?
Oh, no, Miss Kitty, not you. Oh, my, no.
Well, it isn't for me, Chester. Worst luck. It's for artist Nash. It's gonna be beautiful. If I say so myself.
Well, if I ever need a wedding dress made, I'll sure come to you for it.
Well, I'll be here, Matt. Let me know. See you later, boys.
So long, Kitty.
She's a fine girl, Mr. Dillon.
Kitty? Oh, yeah, yeah, she's great. She's...
Well, look who's back in town, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, Frank Craig.
Hello, Marshal.
Frank, I never expected you to come back. I don't know what to say to you.
You might say welcome home.
Yeah, I might.
At least you're honest, Marshal.
Sure. Where have you been for the last year?
Out west? Wyoming, to be exact.
And my sympathy for the peace officers of Wyoming.
Man can change, Marshal. Grow up and get over his wildness and start to think about settling down.
Some men can.
Well, I'm one of them. I don't aim to cause any trouble, Marshal. Came back here to marry Artis and take her with me, that's all.
You heard from her since you left?
She's pretty as ever.
She'll pass.
The man in Dodge was crazy about her. She was my girl from start to finish.
Things can change, Frank.
She's still my girl, Marshal.
Ben Martin might differ with you.
Ben Martin?
Mm-hmm.
That bullneck plowboy? He never had a chance in... What are you saying, Marshal?
You don't aim to cause any trouble, you say, and yet you just happened to roll into town 3 days before Artis is due to marry Ben. You're claiming you didn't know about it, huh?
Artis wrote me a farewell letter, Marshal. It doesn't make any difference. Like I said, she's still my girl. She's not marrying Ben or anybody else. Not while I'm alive.
And like I said, Frank, Ben may differ with you.
I used to chase him home crying when we were kids.
I don't think he'll chase that easy now. Ben took over the Circle Bar B. He's got 25 boys riding for him. He's a big man around here. Swings a lot of weight.
Marshal, I said I wasn't looking for trouble, and I meant it. I came back here to get Artis, that's all. If any man tries to stop me, I'll kill him. I'll see you, Marshal.
Chester, see if you can find Ben Martin. Have you meet me over at the jail office.
I thought he was 1,000 miles away, Marshal. I didn't think he'd ever have the nerve to come back.
Well, Ben, the two of you are bound to run into each other, so I figured you'd better know about it.
What's he expect, Marshal? Artis forgot him a week after he left town. Does he expect to force himself on her?
Maybe, you know, Frank.
For my money, he's a crazy, half-wild saddle bum who should have been hung 5 years ago.
He says he's settled down, though, Ben.
He's not going to settle down here.
Look, Ben, I don't like killings. Now hang on to that temper of yours.
Sure, sure. I'll hang on to it, Marshal, just as long as Frank Craig stays clear of me and stays away from my girl. Otherwise, I tell you right now, Marshal, I...
Is that you?
Artis. We're in here, Connie. Come on in.
Someone said you were here at the jail. Evening, Mr. Dillon.
Miss Nash?
I'm sorry if I interrupted anything, but Ben, you know who's in town?
Yeah, Frank Craig. That's what we were talking about, honey.
He says he's come back for me. Take me away with him.
What do you mean, he says, Miss Nash?
He came to the house a while ago. He knew about Ben and me, that we were going to be married. We came anyway. I sent him away.
That does it,
Marshal. All right, hold it, Ben. Now, there's no harm in him just talking to her.
A man's got a right to protect what's his, Marshal.
Protection's my business, Ben, and as long as I'm Marshal here, it'll keep on being my business. Now, in 3 days, you got a wedding coming up. I'd hate to see it ruined by a killing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have nothing against Frank Craig, Mr. Dillon. I wouldn't want him killed.
Neither would I. Well, good night, Miss Nash. Ben.
Good night.
Think it over, Ben. Don't lose your head.
Yeah, sure, Marshal. I'll think it over.
How long are we going to have to keep on riding herd on Frank Craig, Mr. Dillon?
Oh, just till he and Ben meet face to face and have their say, I guess.
My, that Frank Craig sure is a fancy dresser. Silver spurs, red silk handkerchief, and yellow boots.
Well, now, here's the marshal, right on the job.
Hiya, Doc.
Well, Matt, I hear we got ourselves a nice little killing coming up.
You hope we have him.
Oh, no, it's not the fee. It's a romance of the thing.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Young man comes back in the West, sees girl, finds she's on the point of marrying somebody
Chester.
Else.
Watch me for the play and keep me covered, huh?
I don't know what you mean.
Over there.
Oh.
Ben Martin and two of his boys, they just came in. I'm going to go over to the bar next to Craig. Now keep your head up.
Yes, Mr. Dillon. You better give me some room, Doc.
Well, how are you, Frank?
Yeah, I saw him come in, too. You've been standing over there watching me for 2 hours. Now you come up and speak. I fight my own battles, Marshal.
Frank, the way I'm playing it, there's not going to be a battle. Well, Ben, it's nice to see you.
Marshal, I'd rather you weren't here. I guess you know that.
Yeah, sure, I know that.
Don't worry, Ben. Dillon's neutral. That still gives you 3-1 odds. What more do you want?
Frank, we don't need you in this town. You were gone for a year and we got along fine. So if you climb on that horse of yours and ride out again, we'll still get along fine.
My girl won't, Ben.
You haven't got a girl in Dodge City, Frank.
Sure I have. And I want to thank you for looking out for her while I was away.
As far as she's concerned, you're still away. I might as well warn you, there are a couple of my boys on guard at her house armed with rifles.
Ben, I never needed a guard to hold her.
If you come within 50 yards, they got orders to kill you. You'll be there from now until the wedding.
Oh, yeah. That wedding. I'm afraid that's been called off, Ben. You see, Artis and I have other plans. We got a wedding of our own coming up.
Well, you dirty...
Hold on! Now, if either one of you draws, he's drawing against me.
I wouldn't draw on him, Marshal. I feel kind of sorry for him.
So help me,
Marshal. Shut up,
Marshal,
both of you. Now, you both had your say. And each knows how the other one stands. Well, here's my stand. If Ben wants to keep a guard at her house, it's all right with me. You've had a fair warning, Frank. So stay away.
I wish he would try to bother her.
And on the other hand, Ben, Frank's got as much right to the run of the town as you or me or anybody else.
Sure, as long as decent citizens hide their valuables.
You can't go by rumors, Ben. Nobody ever proved a case against him, you know that.
Piece of stout rope would prove
it. I wouldn't try it, Ben. If you and your boys want a drink now, go on over to the Longhorn. Stay out of the Texas Trail here from now on. You, Frank, stay clear of the Longhorn.
You're quite an optimist, Marshal.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, are you leaving, Ben?
Yeah. I'll be seeing you, Frank. Come on, boy.
Frank, you got nothing to gain here and everything to lose. Miss Nash has made a choice, and whatever was between you once is water down the river. Why don't you pull out?
Because she's still my girl, Matt. I know, and she knows, too. You wait and see.
Your move, Matt.
Yeah, let's see now. So I move there. You'll move there. Jump with my king, block the whole corner. Nah. But if I move here...
Mr. Dillon, you can move.
No, you don't, Chester. No, you don't. I'm playing Matt, not the both of you.
Well, Chester and I kind of run together, Doc.
Enforcing the law, that's fine. Playing checkers, no. Matt, it's still your move.
Yeah, I know. All right. That.
Well, I'll be...
That's the move I was going to tell you to make, Mr. Dillon.
Thanks, Chester. Doc, you're beat. Let's call a game.
Yeah, you sneaked up on me. That's what you did. You snuck up on me. Oh, well, it's all right, huh?
Sure is a quiet night. I figured one of them two would make a play before this.
Yeah. And if we can get past noon tomorrow with Ben and Artis married... Well, even Craig ought to know when he's beaten.
I don't know, Matt. He never did when he was here before.
Well, then he'd better learn. Trying to get a girl to change her mind is one thing. Bothering a married woman's another.
You know, Mr. Dillon, it seems to me Miss Artis Nash is the one that could put a stop to all this. If she'd just speak her mind out plain...
Matt!
Now what's the matter?
Kitty, what's
Matt,
the... Matt,
if they want you over at the express office right away, you too, Doc.
Oh, what's wrong?
Hold up, Matt. Somebody shot the clerk. He's dying.
Will you let me through here, please? I'm sorry, mister. One side, please.
Yes, one side, please.
All right, stand back now. Give us some room here. Can you get through, Doc?
Yeah, Matt, I can get through. Yeah, stand back.
Chester, will you move him back? Make him stand back.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon.
Yes, let me have a look now. Just let me have a look.
How does it look, Doc?
Well, there's a lot of bleeding, Matt. I don't know. I'll do what I can.
Mr. Dillon.
Easy now, fella. You're going to be all right.
It was one man, Mr. Dillon, wearing a mask over his face. Red silk handkerchief.
Oh, red silk handkerchief.
Well, Frank Craig's the only man in town.
Yeah. I know.
We will return for the second act of Gunsmoke in just a moment. But first, tomorrow night, Vaughn Monroe and his musical company settle down for an evening's melody making at Duke University. Eileen Woods is Vaughn's guest songbird. Bandleader Vaughn, the Moon Maids, and the Moon Men join in playing and singing the top tunes of the week. Enjoy every bit of it tomorrow night on CBS Radio. Now, the second act of Gunsmoke.
It's pretty late, Mr. Dillon. Maybe he's not going to come back here.
His bedroll's here, Chester. All his belongings. Man doesn't leave his stuff in a rooming house unless he's planning to come back to it.
He might have got the wind up after he shot that clerk. Maybe he just hit the saddle and lit out.
No, not Frank. That's one thing about him. I've never seen him scared. He'll be here. Sooner or later.
I can't figure him, Mr. Dillon. He must have needed the money awful bad.
Yeah, I guess so.
My, this hiding out in the dark gets on a man's nerves, don't it?
Yeah, it sure does. Help some if we could just smoke. I don't suppose...
Shh. Somebody's coming, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, I hear. That's him, all right. Now watch it, Chester. All right, hold it, Frank, and don't move. It's Matt Dillon.
Thought it might be somebody else.
Light the lamp, Chester.
Yes, Mr. Dillon.
Frank, I understand you left the Texas Trail right after dark. Nobody's seen you since. Where you been?
Just friendly conversation, Marshal, or is this official?
It's official.
Then I guess you won't answer that.
I see you're still wearing that red silk handkerchief.
Any reason why I shouldn't be? Marshal, what's it all about?
Murder. If that express clerk dies.
I asked you, what's it all about?
Where's the money, Frank?
The way I seem to get it, somebody held up the express office and shot the clerk. You're accusing me. I didn't do it, Marshal.
Where you been?
Sorry, Marshal.
You're under arrest, Frank.
No, I'm afraid not. See, that would ruin all my plans.
You better lay your gun on the table over there.
I'm sorry, Marshal.
Some other time. Look out for the lamp! Grab him, Chester. Don't shoot, but grab him.
Oh, he went through the window, Mr. Dillon.
Never mind, Chester. Grab a blanket. Let's get this fire out before it burns the whole place down. Come on!
Matt, don't look so sour. In an hour, it'll all be over.
Kitty, I'd be a lot surer of that if I had Frank Craig locked up in jail.
No trace of him, huh?
Not a sign.
Then forget about him, Matt. He could be halfway to Wyoming by now.
Well, I wish I could think so.
I wonder what Artis Nash is thinking about him.
What business has she got thinking about him when she's going to marry Ben in an hour?
Matt. I'm afraid you'll just never understand women.
Well, who does? Frank Craig's a born drifter. He'll never settle down. He's wild as a range colt. Never been broken, never will be. But sooner or later, he'll come home tied across his saddle. How any girl can get herself interested in a man like that beats me.
Not me, Matt. I know exactly how a girl can get herself interested in a man like that.
What?
I'll see you at the wedding. I gotta help Artis finish dressing.
Morning, Miss Kitty.
Morning, Doc.
Hey, good morning, Matt. You working up your courage?
What for, Doc? I'm not getting married. How's the express clerk?
Oh, he's bad. He's getting worse. I don't think he's gonna make it. What about Frank Craig?
Nothing, not a sign. I think he's still around town somewhere, but we
can't. Morning,
Mr.
Dillon.
Well,
Doc?
Doc, look at that.
Well, look, it. An alpaca coat, a borrow shirt, green galluses, and a pink silk tie. Oh, well, Chester, I haven't seen a get-up like that since I hauled out of Boston.
Well, I figured it was only due respect to the bride.
Where's your gun, Chester?
Oh, goodness gracious, Mr. Dillon, you can't wear a gun to a wedding.
Well, at this wedding, even the bridegroom's wearing a gun, Chester. I'm wearing one, and so are you, so you better go get it. Meet me at the church.
Mr. Dillon, she is so pretty, I wish I was marrying her myself.
You better forget it, Chester. Ben's got enough worries as it is.
He sure does look fidgety, all right.
Yeah, he's got reason to.
Room for me here, Matt?
Oh, yeah, sure, Kitty.
Help me,
yeah,
Kitty.
Slide right in here.
Yeah.
Here we are.
My dearly beloved friends and neighbors, it is the privilege of all of us to be gathered here together in the sight of the Lord and in the presence of one another for the purpose of uniting this man and this woman in the bonds of holy matrimony.
It won't be long now, Mr. Dillon.
Couple,
Yeah, the sooner the better.
Barbara Artis Nash, Benjamin Martin. There is, I am sure, no need to emphasize the solemn and sacred nature of the great institution into which they are about to enter.
I never heard all of this before.
You still want to marry her, Chester?
Beyond and above the decay and corruption of the flesh and the devil. Your manifest presence, as you come here together and forsaking all others, stand hand in hand.
Look at the back of the church.
Frank Craig.
He's just standing there, Mr. Dillon. Just standing there and looking.
Slide out to the side aisle, Chester. Maybe we can get to him quietly without breaking up the meeting.
I think it's already broken up now.
Artis fainted, Mr. Dillon. She fell right on the floor.
Yeah. Come on, Chester. Pardon me. Would you let me through, please? I'm sorry, lady. Would you... One side, please.
He was right here by the door.
Outside, Chester.
Hell, no sign of him.
Matt, did you find him, Matt?
Not yet, Ben. Put that gun away. You want to kill some bystander in the crowd?
There's only one man I want to kill. I should have done it 3 days ago.
Yeah, I know, Ben. What'd they do with Miss Nash?
They carried her into the minister's study. That dirty, low, walking right into the church. Scared her out of her wits.
Marshal Dillon.
Oh, over here, Reverend.
Marshal, a terrible thing has happened. He forced his way into my study, pushed me out the door.
Craig?
Yes, he had a horse tied behind the church. He's gone and taken her with him.
He's kidnapped her, Matt. He's kidnapped
her. Save your breath, Ben. Get your horse. Come on, Chester, let's ride.
I never did think we'd get back to town, Mr. Dillon. I'm saddle sore and beat.
Yeah, Chester.
100 men hunting him, and he slipped past all of them. I swear I just can't figure it.
Any trace of him, Matt?
Not a sign, Kitty. Some of the boys are still beating the riverbed south, but I don't know.
Guess he kind of made fools of us, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, I guess so, Chester.
Matt!
What?
Any luck?
Yeah, sure, Doc. All bad.
Yeah, mine too, Matt. That clerk died a half hour ago.
So now it's murder, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, now it's murder. Hello, boy. Well, let's go into the office and get out a bulletin. A bulletin. What a good that'll do. Light the lamp, will you, Chester?
Yes, sir. Here we are.
Hold it, Matt. You too, Chester, don't move.
The only place nobody'd ever think of looking. Right here in the jail.
Yeah, that's what we figured.
Well, Miss Nash, you seem to be in pretty fair shape for a kidnapped victim.
I'm not a victim of anything, Mr. Dillon. Unless it's my own foolishness. That's what most people would say, I guess. Maybe they're right. I only know this. When Frank came back to town, I knew then that it wasn't over and never would be. I'm Frank's girl, Mr. Dillon. For better or worse, right or wrong. I'm going with him to Wyoming.
He's wanted on suspicion of murder, Miss Nash.
He didn't do it. He couldn't have. He was with me when it happened.
What did you say?
He slipped past Ben's guards and came to see me. That's why he wouldn't tell you where he'd been. He didn't want to get me in trouble.
He's telling the truth, Marshal.
Yeah, maybe.
Mr. Dillon, you might ask Ben Martin what happened to my red silk scarf. I missed it right after he came to see me that afternoon.
Go on.
He didn't do it for the money. To ruin me once and for all.
If we were lying, we wouldn't have come here, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, it makes sense, all right, but... Chester, who rode up out there?
It's Ben Martin, Mr. Dillon. I think he's coming in here.
Where's your horse, Frank?
The corral back of the jail.
All right, go out the back way. Get it and head for Wyoming. Take one of my extra horses and leave it at Bison Flats. You can buy another horse from the Indians there.
Matt, I don't know how we can ever thank you.
Never mind that. Just get going before I change my mind. And good luck to both of you.
Thanks, Mr. Dillon.
Anybody here?
Yeah, come on in, Ben.
Saw the light on. Figured you must be here. Any sign of him? What's the matter?
The clerk died. Why'd you do it, Ben?
I don't know what you mean.
Where's the red scarf you stole from Miss Nash? I gotta arrest you for murder, Ben.
I don't think so, Matt. I don't think I'm gonna let you do that.
You've seen me draw before. Now you better give me your gun, Ben. Don't do it the hard way.
What you call the hard way, Matt, may be the easiest way of all. So win or lose, I guess...
Something fell out of his pocket there.
Yeah. His marriage license.
Gunsmoke, under the direction of Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Tonight's story was specially written for Gunsmoke by Les Crutchfield, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Featured in the cast were Herb Ellis, Vivi Janis, Tom Tully, and Barney Phillips. Parley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Join us again next week as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal, fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke. As colorful as a Western roundup and twice the fun, that's the Gene Autry Show, which comes your way every Saturday evening over CBS Radio. It's one of radio's most distinctive programs, flavored to taste with songs of the sagebrush and melodies of the mesquite country. The Gene Autry Show is 30 minutes you'll enjoy, packed full of comedy, songs, and the genial personality of the one and only Gene Autry. The whole Melody Ranch gang is on hand to entertain you tomorrow night, every Saturday night. So tune in the Gene Autry Show and hit the pleasure trail over most of these same CBS stations. Clancy Cassell speaking. And remember, Broadway is My Beat brings you startling mysteries Saturday nights on the CBS Radio Network.
That's it for this episode of the Relic Radio Show. If you want to find more from Zero Hour, Gunsmoke, past episodes of this podcast, and all the others, visit RelicRadio.com. Everything is available there, our Shoutcast stream as well, and our donate button if you'd like to help support this and all the shows. That's how this is all made possible. My thanks, as always, to those who have, and thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next week with another episode of the Relic Radio Show.